Item number two would be approval of the minutes from the April 5th meeting. Would you like to make the motion since you and I?
So moved, yes.
Somebody needs to second. Yeah, technically a chair can't second. All right, we have a motion, we have a second. Is there any discussion? I looked them over, they were correct. Since two of us were here, y'all had to be gone. All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, all right? The minutes are approved. Item number three is public comments. If you'd like to make a public comment, please come forward. 2 minutes, we need your name and address. Anybody? All right, we will move forward. Item number four, police matters, employee years of recognition. Somebody please clue me in what this might be about.
Good morning, Mayor, committee members. Today we have an opportunity to recognize three of our employees for their years of service. Detective John Elvington, please come forward. Detective Elvington began his career on May 23rd, 2016 in the Patrol Division, where he worked his way up to the rank of Field Training Officer. Due to his passion for combating the negative effects of drugs, he voluntarily gave up that rank so he could serve in his current position in narcotics. So, John, I know you know firsthand the ill effects of drugs on individuals and the potential impact on the community. It's a dangerous, difficult thing. There is no normal schedule in your world. I wanted to say thank you on behalf of everybody here today and on citizens of Mount Pleasant for 5 years of service. Look forward to many more. Yeah, this is just inside.
Yeah,
this is your box. Smiley face on. Thanks. Our next officer is CJ King. CJ, can you come forward, please? CJ began his career with Mount Pleasant Police Department on May 9th, 2016 as a community service officer working in our records unit. A little over a year later, in November of 2016, he became a sworn police officer, and after completing the Criminal Justice Academy, he was assigned to the Patrol Division. When an opportunity came open to serve as an SRO, he took it and is currently assigned as the school resource officer at Carolina Park Elementary. CJ, keeping our kids safe will always be a priority for this agency. And it takes a special kind of police officer to be an effective SRO, especially at the elementary school level. You're definitely that officer, and you've done an exceptional job. So thank you for 5 years of service, and we look forward to many more.
Thank you.
We're doing pictures this way?
Changing things up on me.
Better lighting.
And last but not least, Lieutenant Zeitner. Joe Zeitner began his career May 8th of 2006 in the Patrol Division, where he has remained and worked his way up to the rank of Lieutenant. He's now in charge of the Traffic Unit. Joe, the importance of an effective traffic unit and traffic management cannot be overstated. Our town's growth and the number of special events have a significant impact on our roadways. You all do a fantastic job with that, and your officers do a great job every day, day in, day out, keeping the motoring public safe. So thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for 15 years, and we look forward to many more. Thank you.
I want to also say it's a special week with Carl Ritchie retiring. I guess this is our last committee day with you in the room. We have big things in store for later this week, but I just wanted to mention it. We're happy and we're sad, but I think a round of applause for Chief Ritchie is certainly well deserved. Yeah. I have a running bet with some folks whether those 5 a.m. Rut walk pictures on social media will last into your retirement. No, please. Thank you. All right, that concludes item number 4. Item number 5 is judicial matters. There are no agenda items. Item number 6 is legal matters. A, discussion and possible action regarding the process for how council members request items to be added to committee agendas and the process of committee chairs for formally responding. So, Mr. Pagliarini, we just wanted to clear up and see if there's anything we can do in the language, because sometimes I know, you know, you're not sure whether you got an answer or what the answer was, or at what point another committee member could move something from the committee agenda and put it directly on the council agenda.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, members of the committee. It's good to see you. Mayor, I understand the question, and over the years, this has been discussed many times. As all of you are aware, the provision in our code 30.35, which is council agenda, we've amended a number of times. Our committees, however, have remained essentially less regulated, I guess is the way to put it. And if that is council, this committee and council's concern, my recommendation is that we have a similar provision that we do for the council agenda. We simply add that to the committee. It is a slightly different area of the code, but we could simply add a provision which specifies the requirements for a committee. And I would just want direction if you all believe this committee and ultimately council believes that we should have the same standard, then it's fairly simple to draft. I'm just looking for additional recommendations that you might have, up to and including, you know, what is a written requirement, written return deadlines, all of those items, I think, that have been an issue for council in deciding what is on committee and what is not on a committee agenda.
Right. Members?
Well,
Ms. Willie.
Thank you. I think that having a formal request in writing and then having a response in writing is something that would make it absolutely clear that something was formally asked to be placed on a committee agenda, and then the clear answer from that. And I think that in, you know, 50% of the time, it's already done that way. You know, you send an email request to the committee chair and ask for that. But sometimes there's a phone call and it's not in writing, and sometimes you don't get an answer in a timely fashion, and you're like, well, is this going to be on the agenda? Is this not? And you don't really have a clear answer. So I think this would take, you know, this would take some of that guesswork out of it, and this would also provide a more clear path for staff when people are asking for things to be placed on the main agenda, that there's a paper trail of like the path that this item took through committee.
Right, like in our in section 30.35, it says on here, should the committee chair decline to place the matter on a committee agenda or fail to timely respond. Okay, the question is, what is a timely response? You know, does that mean if you got the request last week and they couldn't get it on this month's agenda, does that mean they have said no, it will never be on my committee agenda?
I think the answer to that question is, if we add this provision under our committee, we do have a deadline for council agendas, Wednesday, I believe at 4:30. We can have a similar deadline for committee agendas. And the simple answer is, if that deadline passes, then it passes, and that would be a non-response.
Okay. So if they don't respond, right. So if the committee chair does not respond before the committee submittal deadline, then that's right. Basically a no.
Yes, sir. And the question for this committee would be, what would you prefer that deadline to be? For council, it's the Wednesday prior to the council meeting. You may just feel the same way for committees, to keep it somewhat standard.
Does that give our staff enough time, Eric, since there's so much more staff work for initial committee topics? Does the Wednesday before committee meeting give staff enough time, or should it be Tuesday or
Wednesday's fine?
Wednesday's okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And I think that there should be a time frame for response, right? Like, because if the deadline is Wednesday at 4 and you email your request to someone,
yes,
Wednesday at 3:58,
mm-hmm,
you know, that's not giving adequate time for response from the chair. So I think that having some kind of like 24-hour response time built into it would be better.
I had thought about 48, but
48,
24 certainly.
Sure. 48, 48, 24, that's
yep.
Fine.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What does our code say? What if a chair is asked a question and the chair says, at this month's committee meeting, we have, you know, item A. Item B follows item A, so let us have item A resolved, and then we'll follow it up with your item the next month. Is that a no? Is a not now a no? If it's a specific reason and a specific time frame.
I think in order to remove any of that doubt, it should be for that particular meeting. But again, that's council's wish. You are all the ones making these requests. But I can tell you from a staff standpoint, we would rather not get into those sorts of discussions and have to make calls to the extent we can on that. That's just one person's preference, Mayor, so I don't want to guide the discussion in that direction if you don't agree.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Hyatt.
Well, I mean, to me, that's a legitimate response. Is that not a response? We can do it next month, and if they both mutually agree, then that's a yes, and it has a date.
I think if everyone agrees, that's fine. I think if I understand the mayor's question correctly, it's about at least the perception that something is being pushed off in order to not place it on an agenda for any reason. So I would agree with you certainly that if there's a consent to that, that there's no concern. The question is in that gray area where someone wants it immediately but is denied immediately, how do we deal with that issue?
Right. So what I was getting at is if you're the committee chair and your answer is at this month's committee meeting, we're getting this data and this information that we'll make subsequent decisions on, right, and this request would not be reasonable to have until those answers have been made, and you say the answer is yes, we'll put it on the agenda, and because this has to precede it, next month's agenda will be more prudent. That's still a yes.
That's still a yes, right. Yeah.
So, right, Mayor, and I think the way that we can codify that is simply to say if it's not placed on the immediate agenda, then it could be placed on the next month. It's the following month's agenda, and
I disagree with you. I think that's a no. I think for a committee person to say, I don't want it on this month's agenda, but next month, is a slow roll of pushing back of someone's request. And so I think, you know, if you ask for something to be on the agenda, even if it is just addressed and said, well, we're getting all this information and now, but I think that, you know, if a council member wants something on the agenda for that month, the chair either needs to say yes or no to that. And I think that pushing it off is not appropriate. I think that would then give that person the right, that should put, give them the right to put it on full agendas.
So what if the committee chair says, yes, we'll put it on the agenda, and the committee says, let's talk about this and do some things so it was on the committee agenda. And what if the council member still wants it on the full council agenda? But the answer was, yes, it was put on the committee agenda. That's what I don't understand.
Well, I think if the committee declines to bring something to full council, but it was on the agenda, then the individual council member does have the right to place it on the full agenda, because you may have, I mean, committees are not a quorum of council.
Yes.
We may all agree in one way, but the other five members of the council could agree in a different way. So I think that killing something in committee when it could be approved by full council is not really the way to go.
Okay. So if the committee puts it on the committee agenda and does its work, but that council member either doesn't like the answer or really just wanted it on the committee agenda anyway, then the whole thing about asking the committee chair is a moot point.
My understanding, that I was thinking out loud, my understanding of how it works is that it was requested to be spoken about at committee. So there was some level of discussion at committee, but regardless of the answer, it can then go to full council. To me, I think that's the way to do it, and we hope in a professional setting that doesn't get abused. But I mean, that's the ordinance as it's written now. So to give a committee chair the right to push somebody off a month kind of goes against the spirit of the ordinance, I think, if I'm understanding it correctly.
30.35, the recent changes say Precisely what you said, sir. Should the matter be placed on a committee agenda, it shall then be eligible for placement on a council agenda regardless of the outcome, if any, at committee. Mm-hmm. And the idea, as I understood council's discussion at that point, was to avoid items at council that really had no discussion or no preliminary discussion, or to avoid surprises, I guess, for lack of an artful term. So the idea was, if it was placed on a committee and at least discussed and made aware to the public and to the other council members, it would be eligible for the council agenda.
Yes, Ms. Whitley.
To me, item A was really a narrowly focused item about putting things in writing so that there's clarity.
Right.
So I think some of this other discussion is kind of beyond the scope of what I was viewing this item as doing. And I think that the problem is that you can't over-regulate this, because anyone's going to be able to game the system in such a way that,
right,
that's going to be to their advantage. So I think that by putting this, making the in writing so that we have clarity for staff, that seems to me to be the right way to do it. And, you know, if you're a committee chair and you're very against some item that they want on the agenda, put it on your agenda, have the open discussion about it. And the way the ordinance is currently written, that council member still has the right to put it on the full agenda. And we've had this happen before, where people put something on the full agenda and the total amount of discussion of it at full council is, this belongs in committee, send it back to committee.
Right.
But you at least get some guidance from full council that, you know, they want it on committee for deeper discussion than perhaps it was given in the first round.
Right. And the difference here would be that when a committee has done its work, has taken action and has a recommendation, it comes as a committee report, as a committee action item. And also under Robert's rules, it does not need a second because of that. But if, let's say the committee, and I had this happen before transportation years ago, we were working on a long-term thing that had a sequence of things we had to decide and vote on and everything. And a council member wanted it on the full council agenda. So it looked like the transportation committee had finished its work when we had not. We had stuff that we were delving into, decisions we were going to make. So if you bypass the committee or take something that the committee is already working on, it doesn't go under committee's reports or committee action items. It goes under council new business. And then that leads to the next part on the agenda, that I think if you are putting something on there under council new business using the proper procedure, it ought to have your name by it, so people know that you put it on there, that the committee, especially if the committee never took it up. And this happened recently. A fellow council member got in touch with me at 11 o'clock at night one night and said, what is this item on the agenda? I don't know, I didn't put it on there. If it identifies who it is, the public especially, because that's who we're here to serve, knows who to ask, what is this? I looked at the committee minutes, or I watched the committee meetings, and don't ever remember this being discussed. And the public has no background on what's being discussed on the monthly council agenda. And all we do is, it's like sponsoring a bill. You put your name on it. If I place something on there, council new business placed here by Mayor Haney. And then anybody that wants to know what it is and why it's on there and why it didn't go through committee, then I'll give them an answer.
So for part A, do we feel comfortable with the doing it in writing and moving on to part B?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just worry about the time frame. I'd like to give people as much time as possible to, especially since committee is,
yeah,
just a working, I mean, because part of the problem with committee agendas is, unless it's my committee, I could think or have a conversation with another council member and somebody and think that they're going to request to put it. I have no idea,
right,
until like it's officially published, which I was going to bring that up. I don't know if there's a way to get a draft copy to see if there's any other final requests, or like if there could be some sort of working document link. I don't know, because committees are kind of a mystery in and of itself. I think 48 hours is a lot. So that would mean you'd have to make the request basically a week before committee. I don't know. I just know how busy I get at my regular work. And so sometimes it's hard to, I don't know. I'd like to give people as much time as possible.
Sure. And, you know, as we all know, our issues with that and both requirements, and what we want to do is provide enough notice for the public. We do have requirements,
mm-hmm,
for publishing agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And from a staff perspective, the difficulty, and I don't want to speak for all staff or the town administrator, but just what I see, of course, is if there's a last-minute wave, a good bit of work goes into preparing all these agendas, as you can imagine. And if we get too close to the deadline, I would be concerned for staff. The other thing is if, and we can do it, we can certainly provide a link as progress goes on, just so that council's aware that all of those are public documents. And so we would just, not that we have any problem sharing them, it's just an issue of keeping them, keeping those records as we are required by South Carolina Record Retention Act, Record Retention Act, and making them available to the public in all, whatever forms they may be, is just an administrative issue.
I guess my opinion is I just lean on the side of keeping things as flexible as possible and as lenient as possible for any one of us elected officials to be able to talk about something. I don't know.
David, do you need a vote from the committee today, or something that you would bring back to us next month, maybe?
This
or just
is,
a general idea?
This is committee's preference. I can have it ready for council meeting next week or back to this committee if you'd like to discuss. And the motion I'd be looking for is to create an ordinance related to placing matters on committee agendas, specifically to codify the written request and response, as well as the deadlines discussed by committee, which should be Wednesday at 4:30. To place on an agenda, and as it stands right now, 48 hours prior for the council member making the request.
Okay.
And that would be it. If you'd like it next month or at council next week, we can accommodate either.
I'm fine with it being on council for next week.
For next week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other, I move that we request a draft ordinance as stated by Mr. Pagliarini.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second.
Did Jake
I was just going to ask. I would feel more comfortable if we did 24 hours instead of 48 hours for the
notice
for the council member to request. Just give them like that. Basically, they have all day Monday and basically Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
If that would
24
be
24 hours work.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get a second, would you consider just so that we can do items A and B together, that after you've gone through that process, if a council member does put something under council new business, it just puts placed here by council member, by that council member.
Well, and do we want to go into the three council members who, you know what I mean, call a special emergency council meeting, or if three council members want something on the agenda and bypass committee because they can call a special meeting, because that was Jake's, Mr. Rambo's amendment. So any three council members can place something on an agenda.
Was that not already?
I don't think
any three council members in writing and subject to the deadlines provided herein may add an item to the council agenda.
That's not the proposed, right?
Sir,
that's underlined on my copy here. That would be the proposal.
Yes. Right. For proposal, the three council members that we recently did.
30.35.
Yes, sir.
Remind me if that's what we passed in April or if that's a proposed change, because you never know which copy you're looking at.
That is the most recent change that we had. It requires, the change was that three council members can now add something to the agenda or call, since I believe the rationale was that they can already call a meeting, and that is a separate proposed change that council's already heard.
Right.
Yeah, can we take B separately?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that will be on Tuesday's agenda.
And then for B, I would like to make a motion that we address this via ordinance, but I think that it needs to be, in addition to the individual council member who places an item directly on the full council the committee, it should be the three council members who call a special emergency council meeting or the three council members who place an item on the agenda, period.
Yes.
Because that's, yeah.
Yep. You want to make that a motion?
Yes. That's in the form of a motion.
All right. So that's a motion. Mm-hmm. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I guess I just have the same concern. I think you had brought this up when we talked, well, it wasn't last month, the month before, or when we've talked about this prior, that I worry that it'll turn into like a race to like see who gets credit for putting something on an agenda. No, seriously. When it might be, you know, a number of us talking about something. I don't know. I just worry about the unintended consequences of it.
Is that right, Ben?
Sure.
Well, I think there is that concern of the who gets credit for you know, an item that could happen at times. But I also think that for the public to understand, you know, I mean, it's for me to get a phone call about something that's on the agenda that I have no clue about why it's there or how it got there.
Yeah.
You know, to give clarity to the public to understand, you know, what this is coming from an individual council member, this is coming from three council members, this is coming from committee. I think it just gives more clarity to the public. And, you know, council members can duke it out in open comment of like,
would it solve that problem if we just put in there that all council members who support calling in this special meeting or this agenda item? I mean, if we're gonna,
I mean, that just gets so complicated. Well,
Mayor, I mean, I don't see it as a race. At least when I saw this item, I didn't see it as a race to three.
Right.
It could be more.
Right.
That, okay. Make that request.
Three is the minimum.
Yes, sir.
Three is the minimum.
Oh, so
right.
Sorry. I don't know. I'm confused.
So 3 is a requirement.
Yes, understood.
Right. So if a request comes from 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 council members, they would all be on there. I'm just saying it's not law.
I also feel like there's kind of two issues. There's one, the public, mm-hmm. you know, of notifying the public, but then the other issue is really notifying other council members. Okay. Like, you know, things may have appeared on agendas in the 2 years that I've been on here, and I'm like, and I have no idea where it came from either. So maybe a middle ground would be to at least notify, I guess, all of us that so-and-so requested this to be on whatever committee, and it got denied, that request got denied, and now it's being requested to put on full council, you know, kind of like what that path was. Obviously, if it appeared on an agenda, that's in the spirit of the ordinance, because then it's been somewhere, right?
Right.
So I don't know. That's just the thought.
Well, I know from working with David, and we do an agenda review before, well, actually we communicate as the agenda is being formulated. He makes sure that the ordinance has been followed before anything's put on the full council agenda.
Yeah.
The committees are what they are. But I know, for instance, he will get verification if a committee chair denied something from a committee meeting before it's put on the full council agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that, I don't want to say check and balance, but authorization, authentication aspect.
So this would only be done, this name would only be placed on there if they're bypassing the normal, it goes to committee sends it to full council, that doesn't have a name on it.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, that's from the committee.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
It dies in committee, and the person who placed it,
and then somebody requests it to go
full council.
Understood. Okay, that makes me feel
then
better.
Then it's council new business to be correct. It doesn't.
The language would be that if I'll draft it out, but obviously if a committee votes and approves a matter to go onto the council agenda, then it comes from committee, so it wouldn't be
understood.
Specified.
Okay. Understood.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Thank you very much. So we will look for that Tuesday.
Item
y'all, item C is a happy one. Discussion and possible action regarding a resolution thanking and commending the partners who participated in a successful resolution of the Crab Bank placement. When Senator Graham was in town last week to actually walk on Boardwalk Park and get a look at it and everything, and he put it out to his, I think they said he gets 1 million views or whatever on his social media. We were asked to do a resolution just commending all the partners, our elected officials, other than ourselves, federal elected officials that helped us, the Corps of Engineers especially, and DNR, South Carolina DNR. It will just be something, if you read the one that we sent out, warning everybody that we weren't getting cooperation, this will be the reverse of that, saying that, you know, all these considerations were taken into effect, you know, the potential economic impact on the town of Mount Pleasant, navigability of Shem Creek, all of that.
Motion to
thank you.
Approve that.
And that'll just be brought to us at,
as written. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I second it.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Item D is executive session for legal advice related to pending litigation matters and potential litigation against the town of Mount Pleasant. I put that on there. Just, it's been a while since, you know, we've had other things and a lot of other stuff in budget. Just to see if y'all wanted to go into executive session to get some legal information on where we stand on a few big cases. If not, you can do it by email, and it's all attorney-client privilege, but...
Sure, and the committee has been sent an update for pending matters.
Yeah.
Of course, it doesn't address anything that we'd consider potential, but all of those have been sent. I'm happy to answer any questions. And just
I did read your updates. So I feel okay, but I mean, I'm happy to go into executive session if other people...
No, if we read those, is there anything that you require?
No, sir. No action at this time. Just no... I was thinking about next week. It depends on scheduling, but definitely by next month, we'll have some outside counsel coming in for some regular standard updates.
Okay.
But at this point, we're not in any position where we have crucial or other decisions. Obviously, we have always have a fairly lengthy list of things that arise daily and weekly. There's also some matters on this list that have been recently resolved, so that you'll have an idea if you take a look at this memo as to where we stand.
Okay. I'm good with it if y'all are.
Okay.
Okay. You good with it? All right. I believe that's the last item on the agenda. Item number 7 is to adjourn. If there's nothing further for this committee, we will stand adjourned. Oh, did we catch it?